right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Gathering. This time on TV, but at the movies. We're discussing a brand new show on Disney Plus today. It just came out. It's amazing. I loved it. It actually is near and dear to our hearts because it's named after one of our segments, or we named our segment after one of it. Either way, they're correlated. And that is going to be What If. The first episode dropped, and I am talking to the Gathering tonight. We got all the boys on. We got Oscar, we got Derek, and we got Daniel. What's up, guys?
What's up, guys?
All right. So the first episode dropped. It's more than we thought. It's going to be meaningful. It's part of the multiverse. Loki just ended. Just so everyone is aware, this is spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. If you haven't seen it, listen to the episode later on. Because the whole episode, we're going to be talking about the entire episode of What If. So, Daniel, you're our resident Marvel guru here. Why don't you give us a brief overview on how this started and what you thought?
I thought it was really good off the bat. The animation of it, I actually enjoy. It's pretty cool. It's not too cartoonish, but it's not too realistic, kind of. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much, it takes you the journey of the first Avenger, Captain America's first Avenger. But what if Captain Rogers got shot before he became Captain America, and Peggy Carter has to jump in that position, or else they'll lose the super serum?
Right.
So she takes initiative and she takes the place of Captain Rogers instead, and then she comes. So you get the super, Captain Carter, but like she gets the super serum injected to her, and she gets like a 6 foot tall lady.
Buff, yeah, Dami mommy.
She's badass in it, man.
Yeah, so it's pretty much, it's almost like the first Avenger movie. Everything's pretty alike, but with just a different character. Mm-hmm. But the big twist is that Captain Rogers becomes like an Iron Man style role, in a sense. So Tony Stark's dad, mm-hmm. I forget his name.
Howard Stark.
They end up getting the Tesseract way earlier in the timeline, in a sense. So he uses that to make a prototype like Iron Man suit, but it's not called the Iron Man. It's like
it's called the Hydra Stomper.
Hydra Stomper.
Yeah.
He is in control of it.
Yeah, it's really cool, man. I like the twist and how they kind of kept. Like, I didn't know it was going to be about that. I didn't know that they were going to follow these original storylines and twist the, like, have events. Like, because they say within the show itself that this is the point that, the story's altered. I don't know what the phrasing they used was. But they basically tell you, like, instead of her, because in the original first Avenger, she goes up into the booth. In this one, she stays down. She stays near the area where he is. Captain Rogers is going to get the serum injected into him. So you see the event and where the changes in the event in the timeline that creates an alternate timeline there. So I thought that was really cool the way they laid that out for you so you could follow along perfectly. And then you can see exactly where the change was made. So it made it like really cool because it's something you've seen but different. You know what I mean? So
that's what they're going to do in the next episode too with Black Panther and the Guardians.
Oh, is that the next episode?
Yeah, it's Guardians, the next one. Mm. But Quill is going to be T'Challa instead.
Cool. Derek, what do you think?
What's up, dude?
What do you think?
I thought it was very good. It was basically watching an entire just off one episode. I thought it's basically watching an entire Marvel movie, but just summarized.
Yeah,
like,
right?
Important bits. Yeah, so it's like you watch the entire Captain America movie, but with a different ending. It's basically the same premise, you know, Super Soldier and stuff like that, but a different outcome, which is always cool. The Watcher tells you and shows you exactly, like, talks you through
it, yeah.
The change of the timeline, like you said. So overall, I really liked it, man. The art style, everything. It was in. I thought it was the animation was gonna be like a little blocky, but it was pretty good.
It wasn't distracting. It made you feel pretty
good. Like it made you feel like you were watching a movie.
Yeah.
Like again, I was like, oh,
that's okay. That's agree.
And what's crazy is I actually felt like watching that. Now, of course, my brain probably filled in a lot of the gaps from the original Captain America movie, but I felt like I really watched a full movie. Like, it was only 33 minutes long, I believe, and I felt like I watched, like, a full movie because I understood point A to the end of that thing, and it was like the entire storyline was told to me. So they did a really good job of cramming everything you needed to know in that 30 minutes as well. It didn't feel overloaded as well.
I like how they keep the voices. That just made it better. Just made it so much.
All the original voices is like, that's something that you always miss out on when they go from a movie to like a cartoon version. Like, you always miss out on that. And that was the best part about it. It's the original characters voicing their characters.
And then the whole "I owe you a dance" thing, I thought it was cool.
Yeah, that because that premise was so strong, it stayed within both multiverses.
Yeah, yeah.
Oscar, what do you think?
I haven't watched any of them, so I will catch up on it. So on next week's podcast, I will have my point of view of the. Which one's this one? The Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Well, we'll do a little intro for it in the beginning.
Captain America, the first one, pretty much.
Captain
America. Oh, okay. So I'll do that episode and the new episode that comes out for the next podcast.
Now, Oscar, just so you know, these are really good and they're short, so make time for them. And they're anime or anime-ish. They're cartoons. But it really does look like on that quality of level. That quality level of like an anime, you know, like I think that they definitely got some help from, you know, across the ocean with our buddies over there in Japan, because the animation's right on, dude. It's so good, you know? So I think you'd enjoy it. I think for me, the biggest twist in this, and I really want to see where it goes, and it wasn't really played up too much because we lost a major character in this. You guys know who?
The Hydra? Reskull?
No.
Captain America?
Nope. If he gets one more chance.
Who did we lose? Bucky?
We lost Bucky. We lost a Winter Soldier in it. Winter Soldier did not go down in the train. It was Captain Rogers. And I thought that was really interesting because I'm like, oh, like if they're going to play this up in a different timeline, if this is actually going to go into like the multiverse, like I wonder where they're going to go with that. Like obviously they just did the Falcon and Winter Soldier, so somehow that's going to, you know, stay in that timeline. But that was interesting, like how Bucky didn't go that way. And they made a comment about it like, oh, you almost pulled my arm off. I thought it was really cool, like that little banter, but that never happened. And I was like, oh, that's kind of crazy that didn't happen, you know? So I thought that was really interesting. I'm going to give this one, I know my numbers sometimes are in the same range, but I like this one so much. I like this one so much because it literally, it told me everything I needed to know. It gave me a new storyline. I really enjoyed it. I was bummed when it was over because I wanted more. I'm going to give this one a 9.5. I thought it was amazing and I really enjoyed what Marvel did here. And I hope that moving forward, they're all the same because I could watch this episode again and again and again. I liked it that much. Derek, what about you? What do you give this one?
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 5. I didn't expect
much. Out of 10. Out of 10. Go 10.
Oh, out of 10? Okay, 10.
10
out of 10? Actually, an 8. An 8. Because I was expecting like it would suck, but it was actually pretty good. I'm surprised. So an 8, because this is just barely until like probably the last episode of the season, I'll give it like a solid rating. But right now, temporary rating is going to be an 8.
What about, how many episodes do they have in this one? Is it 5, 6, 7?
I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
Okay. Sense for the zombies one.
That's the one I want to see.
Zombie one's gonna be awesome. Yeah. Oh, that would be awesome. Because they write some really good the comic books of Marvel. The Marvel zombies are amazing. Danny, what would you give this this first episode?
Oh, sorry. Hold on. But guess who's in the Marvel zombie universe with them?
Who?
Ash.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's in the Ash from the Evil Dead, isn't it?
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice. I'll give it a 9.
9. Okay.
I give it a solid 9.
I think this is the highest we've all rated a show. I really do. I think this is the highest we've all rated a show. I think, and if you haven't seen it yet, or you have seen it and you agree or disagree, we'd love to hear about it. You can go on our Instagram. Daniel, we didn't do this for the regular podcast this week, but if you're listening to us now, don't forget we have an Instagram page, and you can check us out there and add whatever you like. You know, tell us you like what we're doing, you don't like what we're doing, whatever it is. We'd love to hear from you. Daniel, what is that Instagram page?
You can follow us at _gathering_nerd. You can submit artwork and your questions. If you have any what ifs, we definitely
will. And we definitely got the fan base out there. We're really building on Pandora, so definitely we'd love to hear from you. If you get a chance, I know everyone's got a busy week, but it makes it a lot more fun for us. And if you post anything up there, we'll give you a shout out. So, all right, guys, that's it for our review of What If for this week. We appreciate your time, and don't forget to gather on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the gathering is here for part two of What If, which I have to say was really cool, dude. It was really cool. It started off a little slow for me, but I am in. This show is the one. It is the Marvel show of shows. Like, it is so good, and it's so good because it tests the bounds of this, like, reality, this new multiverse. So I don't review alone. I won't say gather, but I won't gather review alone. I do have two gathering members with me tonight. It's Daniel. What's up, Daniel?
What's up, guys?
And we have Oscar with us.
West, what's going on?
We don't have Derek because we did record this a little bit earlier and he wasn't available for the podcast. This was recorded after the podcast this last week, but hopefully we can get his quick take on the next podcast, because I'm actually very curious to see what Derek thinks about this. So for those of you who haven't seen part two of What If, I would suggest not listening to this yet. It is going to be spoiler loaded. Okay, this episode is the last, I don't know if it's performance, but it's a Marvel performance, or at least him performing as the iconic Black Panther, and that's Chadwick Boseman. It made me a little sad because at the very end they do this episode is dedicated to Chadwick Boseman, and I was like, oh, that's right, you know, like for a moment I was back into his character. So basically, this episode is Chadwick Boseman inside Wakanda. He leaves Wakanda, and instead of the Ravagers picking up Star, what's his name? I'm not going to remember right now.
Peter Quill.
They pick up Black Panther, T'Challa, right? T'Challa.
Yeah.
The show starts from there. They pick him up, and the show actually starts when he is getting the stone from that planet, when he's doing the whole song and dance at the beginning of Guardians of the Galaxy, the first Guardians of the Galaxy. So we then go through this episode of Star-Lord being this badass. Like, everyone knows who he is. Everyone respects him. He's like almost the leader of the Ravagers. Like, he has good plans. He's like everything Peter Quill is not. You know, it's really cool. It's really cool to see, because I bought into that, because Black Panther was so cool and calm and collected as that character. Like, so I bought into that. So I love he talked Thanos out of decimating half the galaxy. That's part of this episode. So I really found it to be very believable, very part of a multiverse that I'm starting to really love. And it made me feel like this is an entire movie I'd want to see. Like, I'd want to see this movie. Like, it's so good. So what do you think of it, Daniel?
I loved it. Just the opening scene. Because, like, if you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, like, he steals the little orb slash Infinity Stone. Uh-huh. You're like, you know who I am? I'm Star-Lord. And you're like, who? He's like, the original one. Like, yeah. I don't know who you are talking about. And then this one, he talks to the same character. He's like, oh, my God, the Star-Lord? The D Star-Lord? I'm your biggest fan. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I can't believe I'm your Star-Lord. He was all about it. Like he said, like, he carried through the whole episode. Like, well respected and who he is. He's done right from everybody. Like, totally opposite from Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And you can totally believe it because Black Panther Kunchala is like that as a character. And they made it so well, I think. Just yeah. real.
Well, and you're very right. Like, and I said it, but you said it too. Like, what was funny is Peter Quill always, they came up with a plan and it went completely sideways in a thousand ways to nowhere. And Kunchala comes up with a plan during this episode, where it all is like well thought out and you're like, oh shit, like I didn't see that coming. That's a great plan. So it was funny too that they went to the T on it, and they had a really, really fun appearance of Howard the Duck in it, which they never really went with in the movies, and I thought was excellent. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was an amazing pull out from the original movies to like kind of have him release this character, talk to this character, almost like do this whole like scene with this character, and it kind of side rails out. But it was cool because I'm like, Howard the Duck, like, yeah, like everything they are doing is almost exactly what you think would happen in this version of the story. So that's why it's so good.
Believable. Yeah, like very, it's very believable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I thought, what if I'm like, you know, it's a cool side story. I'm not going to, but I want to see these movies. Like, they're so good because the stories are so good. So Gamora's in it. Thanos is in it. Thanos is actually part of the team, which is kind of crazy. Like, it takes you a second to get used to that. And then
he keeps mentioning, like, it was genocide. So it's picked randomly. Oh, that sounds like
it sounds so bad. It wasn't genocide. It was genocide, fucker. You killed everyone. So, and then the story kind of gets to the point where, you know, some of like the lying, deceit, which is weird because it touches on it, but it's almost like it's not the main, like, you know, what's his buddy's name? Why can't I remember? The blue guy with the mohawk.
Oh, Yondu.
Yondu. Yondu lies to him about his home, about Wakanda being destroyed. He finds out it wasn't. He's a little pissed off. But it's like he almost forgives him immediately, like exactly what Black Panther would do, you know?
Yeah.
And they kind of make up. They finish this project going out to the collector because they need to go there to get some... Because basically, they're like a Robin Hood force. They steal from the rich, give to the poor, and fix all the planet. So, I mean, that's pretty much the whole storyline of the thing. And they want to go steal something to make planets, to like breathe life into planets and terraform planets. So at the very end, they go back to Wakanda. And it's like this really cool reunion. And everyone's happy, which is weird. It's like exactly the way you think it would be. And then at the very end, Peter Quill actually shows up. And his dad comes to visit him, and it kind of says, yeah, that's a story for another time. You're like, oh, this is kind of be crazy because his dad's meeting Peter Quill, but a vulnerable Peter Quill who has nobody to back him up. So I wonder where that story is going to be, because that's a whole, this what if changed the other what if, you know, because the story changed because Yondu didn't go get him himself. He sent other people and ended up accidentally picking up the wrong kid. So, what do you give this one, Daniel?
Oh man, I give it an 8.5, almost a 9. I really enjoyed it.
Did you like it better than the first, or was this one better?
Oh man, I think this was a little bit better than the first. The first one, it was really good too, but this one gave me more laugh, and it was more of a fun time in the totally Guardians of the Galaxy. But like, because you see Captain America, you're there for the action. Yeah. And that's how you saw the first movie. And when you saw Guardians, you were there for a fun time. And this same episode, maybe I had a fun time watching it.
Yeah, I agree. I actually like this one a little bit more. I liked a couple Easter eggs. They, speaking of Cap, his shield was in this one. So mm-hmm. it was kind of cool. They had a couple Easter eggs in it. So if you get a chance to see it and find something that you think super cool, you can mention it to us. I'm sure you can find it all over online too. Oscar, what do you think of this episode?
I agree. I agree with you guys. It has a good storyline. I mean, I didn't realize that Pilot Quinn can have a sensitive side. So, I mean, it's just pretty good. I never thought I would get into it, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah, this, I have to say, like, I give this probably a 9.5 because there wasn't much room for error in this show. Like, I don't think they did anything wrong. I don't think they messed up in any way. I think that a 10 is like the most amazing show. So probably the highest I could give anything is a 9.5 unless it's like a season finale and it blows everything out of the park. But this was that good. To me, it was the show of shows. It's really good. It's fun. It's long. This one's like 40 minutes, I believe. So it lasts a little bit longer than the first one. So you get a full, like, almost half a movie, a story, too. It's so good, man.
I didn't even feel that long, honestly. Like, no. I'm like, dude, it's already over. I'm like, I want more.
Yeah, that's how all these Marvel shows are to me. But this one, you know, it's cool. And I did want to mention, like, even the opening, when it goes into the Marvel, like, kind of Marvel Studios things, it's in that cartoonish format. Mm-hmm. And I love the way they do that because it kind of sets me up to like, okay, this is a little different. And then it goes into, because it is animation, I thought that was kind of cool. So I noticed that more. I didn't notice that the first time, which it did happen, but I did notice it this time. It was really cool. So that's pretty much our take for What If episode 2. I loved it. Daniel loved it. Oscar loved it. If you loved it, let us know. If you didn't love it, let us know. We'd love to hear your thoughts. So that's it for The Gathering on episode 2 of What If.